I am generous when I give to those who do not need it. I am generous when I give to those who do not need it. This sounds like a conundrum. This sounds like something that is really not very nice. It's not very nice to give to people who do not need it. We should give to people who need it. Well, if I ever see anyone needing anything, I need it. If I see people poor, if I see people in limitation of any kind, I need it. And the reason is that I am the creator of my world, and I am the creator of everything that is in my world. I am the creator of all the people in my world and all the circumstances in my world and all those things that everybody else is experiencing. So if I look at the world and I see the world in poverty, if I see the world in need, then it is me that is in need, and I do not want that. I am generous as I give to those who do not need. So, as I travel around the world, I meet people from all levels of life, and as I meet them, they come to me for what I have to share. They come to me for understanding their own inner self. They come to me to be aware that they are divine. They come to me to know my philosophy, to know what I believe, to know who I am. And indeed, the reason they come is that's who they are too. They do not come to me because I am different from them. They do not come to me because I am something special. I am a reflection of them, and they are a reflection of me. All the people I meet everywhere on earth are all the same. They're all beautiful, they're all good, they're all loving, they're all kind, they're all thoughtful, they're all absolutely magnificent. And as I meet these kind of people, I share with them who I am. I share with them the love I have in my heart. I see them with my unconditional love, with my love that knows no judgment whatsoever, because there is nothing to judge, with my love that sees all of them enjoying all of the blessings of life, because they are one as and in each blessing of life, and they are making it known in their world and in all that they do. And it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. If I were to see anyone in the world in need, then truly I would be in need, and I don't want to be in need. If I see anyone in the world who has a problem, then I have that problem. People call us here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry every day. They write us letters. Different organizations and churches and people from every denomination contact us, and they say, speak your word for us, pray for us, treat for us, pray for us, because we have all of these great needs and great burdens on our heart. Well, now, when these people contact me and they contact the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in the University of Healing, they are contacting somebody who is not very compassionate, because I am not compassionate for an unfulfilled desire. I am compassionate, you might say, for a fulfilled desire. They say, treat me that I am whole and perfect. Oh boy, that's wonderful. I see you whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of your body whole and perfect. I see you living in your ideal body right now. Be ye made whole, even as is your Father which art in heaven. Be ye made whole in all of your consciousness, in all of your attitudes, in all of your thinking, in all of your way of being. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. This is how the divine created anything. God created everything. And since God created everything, and God is good and God is perfect. God can only create good and perfect things. So where did anything less than that good and perfect thing come into my experience? By my thought about it. And even then, it comes in a perfect negative experience. Oh my goodness, that does not sound very desirable. But a perfect negative experience is an experience that is completely fulfilling whatever its purpose is to be. Well, now for me, I'm looking at things from the divine. I'm looking at things and saying all is in divine order. All is in its ideal expression of what its purpose is to be. And therefore, around the world, throughout the universe, everyone is experiencing their ideal self. Everyone is expressing wholeness and perfection. Everyone is living that. And if they're living that, how can I ever think that they're in need of it? I am generous in total love, seeing everyone fulfilled with their highest and best. I see everyone living their highest and best. There is no negative attitude from my point of view. There is no feeling that anyone in the world is less than perfect. Everyone in the world is absolutely magnificent. There's no one who is seeking out. There's no one who is looking out. Everyone in my world looks within themselves and finds the divine within themselves, finds the peace within themselves, and finds the wholeness that's within themselves. And as they do this, life is indeed a great and a wonderful thing. As they do this, everything that they could ever desire to experience is now desired and fulfilled and experienced in them right now. The desire is manifest. It is revealed. But some people say, I'm not experiencing that. They are not experiencing that. Well, until you put your attention on experiencing it, you will never experience it. If you are going to become an engineer, and you want to become a good engineer, you train at the finest schools that you can go to. You read the finest textbooks that you can read and study. And you know that you are an ideal engineer. You are good. People want you to work for their firms. You are good. You are very good. If for any moment you were to think the opposite, then that's what you would be. Because we are whatever our thought is about. And so for me, I am very generous as I give to those who don't need it. I look at the outstanding engineer, I look at the outstanding thinker, and I say, wow, that's great, that's great. I look at the outstanding person, and I say, that's wonderful. I look at all of life, and I say, it is good and very good. Not for one instant do I ever look at any part of life and say, it is less than magnificent. I don't have the privilege to think a negative thought. I don't have the privilege to belittle my genius. I don't have the privilege not to recognize how good God is in me, as me, through me, and that's the truth. When I live in the awareness of that truth, when I live in the awareness of that genius, when I live in the awareness that I turn myself over to my God consciousness, to my God self, and I am that now, when I realize that, then my life is indeed wonderful, and I am generous as I give to those who do not need it, because they are living in my world as fulfilled divine beings now. And I live in my world as a fulfilled divine being now. And how great it is, how super great it is, because that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.